Mr. Bozu scowled. He didn't like that thought. In fact, he didn't care for this whole conversation. He took a step forward. Catherine held her ground. He took another step, then came to a sudden halt. Wait a minute.
Show me your hands, he ordered.
She obediently lifted them up.
Where's the gun?
He asked suspiciously. I gave it to Marianne. I already tried it, and you and I both know I can't shoot. He frowned, still not liking this.
So you're just going to attack me with your bare hands?
No.
What then? Why'd you come out? Why'd you leave the room?
To buy time for my son. The police are going to come, Richard. They're going to be here any minute. And frankly, I don't care if you hack apart every inch of my body just as long as you don't touch a hair on Nathan's head.
Oh.
He considered it.
You know what? It's a deal.
He sprang forward and Catherine bolted down the hall. Catherine ran, not too fast, that was the hard part. Her heart was pounding, her nerve endings screaming. Adrenaline pumped through her veins and commanded that she run, run, run. But she had a role to play. They all had a role to play, and this was suddenly the biggest stage of her life. She could hear him thundering down the hall behind her. In all of her nightmares, Umbrio rarely had a face. He was a giant black shadow, an impenetrable force that always mowed her down. She was tiny and insignificant. He loomed like a dark, vengeful god. She had tried telling herself over the years that it was a child's perspective on things, a young girl versus a grown man, a child versus an adult. But seeing him now, she realized she'd been wrong. Umbrio was huge, a muscled mountain of a man. He had terrified her then, and he terrified her now. So much of her life he'd taken from her, so many pieces of herself which had gone into that hole and never emerged again. Now she ran from him. She ran, and she cried, out of fear, out of sadness, out of rage. She hated Richard Umbrio, and she missed the woman she might have become if they'd never met that one horrible day. He was closing in. She picked up her pace, letting her control slip, letting the panic kick in. He was upon her. He was reaching for her. He was going to grab her by the neck and throw her to the ground, and then she burst into the sitting room. Her gaze flew to the coffee table. Bobby was lying behind it, his 9mm propped up on the edge as a makeshift rifle stand, his left hand on the trigger. No, he ordered. She dropped like a rock. Behind her, Umbrio came to a screeching halt. He waved his arms wildly, trying to slow his own momentum. Bobby pulled the trigger. Pop, 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 one, two, three. And Umbrio fell like an oak, crashing to the ground. His hand twitched. Then he was still. Catherine pulled herself up shakily. Flat on his back on the floor, Umbrio was staring at her. Blood creased the corners of his mouth. He smiled.
Now what?
He whispered. She didn't understand. Then he grabbed the corner of her skirt. Catherine screamed. Beside her, she heard Bobby pull the trigger, but receive only an empty metal click. The guns, Catherine realized. She had swapped them when handing them out, with Bobby receiving the one she'd already fired a dozen times. Bobby swore violently, just as Umbrio heaved forward and grabbed Catherine's knee with his big, meaty fist. Then Catherine simply stopped thinking. Umbrio was going to get her. His hands would wrap around her throat. He would squeeze and she would die, just as she was supposed to have died 25 years ago. She was in the hole. She was in the ground. She was all alone. Vaguely, she was aware of movement. Bobby was on his feet, yelling something. She couldn't hear. The room had lost sound. The moment had lost crispness. Umbrio now had his hand on her hip. He was crawling his way up her body, leering at her with a mouth of blood-stained teeth as his right hand reached for her throat.